When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So there are so many tools out there to help you set up your marketing. You can do a marketing calendar. You can get marketing programs that allow you to program everything out for months and months and months. But what often is missing is a marketing strategy. And what happens is that people tend to use their inner crystal ball to try to predict what's going to have. But it really is a little bit more complex than that. You need to have somebody who understands how to strategize, how to look into the future, and give you some sense of what may happen. Now, a marketing strategy is really the overall game plan for getting customers to buy from you. And it usually includes things like the company's value proposition, branding, and target data on customers. Now, one of the things that happens is a lot of companies are not really good at segmenting who their customers are and communicating with them as individuals, especially in the B2B space. So I want to talk to you today about using your inner crystal ball with your marketing strategy, but let me start off with a few quotes. A vision without strategy remains an illusion. That's Lee Bowman. The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. That's Michael Porter. You cannot be everything to everyone. If you decide to go north, you cannot go south at the same time. And that's Gerard de Flander. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Strategy without process is little more than a wish list. And that's Robert Filick. And then finally, hope is not a strategy. That was Vince Lombardi. So as you can see, there's a big difference between having a marketing plan and having a marketing strategy. A business strategist usually works with multiple people: sales, marketing, the CIO, the CFO, the CTO, whoever. The entire team has to be involved, and tries to bring all of those people together to have a common purpose, to try to drive your business or organization towards its goals. They prepare strategic plans, and they do those to try to meet specific targets. Now, this involves analyzing what's worked in the past and what potentially is going to happen in the future. And they're always looking at ways to improve and to implement and to make things better for the business. Now, there are three key things that I think that have to happen in order for even the smallest business to be successful when it's creating a strategy. First, I believe that creating a great strategy is based on data. And you have to look back over the course of time and see what happened in order to be able to predict what's next. So what happened in your business over the last year? Now, granted, 2020 was pretty unique, but it did tell you a lot about your business. And you have to dig into more than just the sales numbers. You have to dig into attitudes. You have to dig into customer attitudes. You have to dig into things that maybe you really never looked at before while your business was just humming along. So not only do you look at what happened last year, but what happened last quarter? Or what happened last month? All of that data gives you kind of a sense of where things have been trending. Now, that gets us to the second part. It's a lot easier flying with the wind than into the wind. They learned that during the Second World War when they tried to bomb Japan. When they were flying from east to west, they were going straight into headwinds, slowing down the planes and eating up fuel. And that's why it was so easy for Japan to make it to Hawaii, because the winds were with them. We all want to jump on the latest trends, but here's the biggest thing. Trends tend to be something that are already happening. It's not something that's about to happen. So if you're following the latest trends, chances are you might be too late. You have to try to predict what's next. I'll give you a clear example of that. I did a bacon and coffee interview on LinkedIn Live with Chris Voss over the weekend, and we were talking about something called Clubhouse, which is a really cool new platform that's audio only. But as I jumped on it this weekend, what I found was is that people were actually posting pre-recorded material. Now, the concept of Clubhouse is you go into a room and you have live conversations. But if you're going into a room and it's pre-recorded, nobody can hear what you have to say. So basically, you're listening to a commercial. And so people are already starting to see how to commercialize something that should be a trend, which is having one-on-one conversations. So, trends are things that have already happened. The third and final piece of this is you have to be flexible and agile, meaning that you have to constantly watch and measure and tweak what it is that you're doing in your marketing strategy and marketing plan. Don't give up too quickly. Don't give up on the concepts that you decided to try. We could go in and do something like my LinkedIn Live, where I only had 3 people show up the first week and then 5 people show up the next. The next thing you know, it could be hundreds, which would be awesome. But I've also seen the opposite, where I've done things where it started out with 50 people and then 20 people, and then I was basically doing live broadcasts to no one. So follow the trends of what's happening. And don't give up too quickly. And then finally, be willing to scrap it and start over. When I found my LinkedIn Live tips were starting to get less and less interactive with people, I decided to say, okay, that's done. What's next? You never know how your audience is going to perceive what goes on, but you've got to give it a chance. So let me leave you with a couple of final thoughts. Number one, a crystal ball, a magic eight ball, and even Zoltar, the guy in the machine. They're all fun, but that's entertainment, and it's not sound business. And a lot of people try to use preemptive data to try to do that as well from third parties. But the bottom line is what matters is what's happening in your business last year, last month, and today. So the thing you have to do is first, define your end goals. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Who are you trying to achieve it with? Who is your customer? Who's going to help you do what it is that you're trying to achieve? So define who or what you need to meet those end goals. The next thing is you have to plan the work and work the plan. But again, remember, everything is based on data. You have to be watching the trends and not be too trendy. And finally, be flexible and agile. Make changes as you move along.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.